At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, meaning these 10 days referencing the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Try and enter Jannah through all of its doors during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Think deep, be creative for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is, bring it, because there's no rewards greater for your acts of worship than the rewards that you will get during these days. And who knows if you will see next Ramadan? Who knows if we will see the next Dhul Hijjah? Won't we be in regret, brothers and sisters in Islam, if it's decreed that we don't see the next Ramadan and the next Dhul Hijjah? Basically, brothers and sisters in Islam, you know, you pushed in Ramadan. You got to push even harder during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And it's not for a month, it's just for 10 days, a third of a month. This is what you have to realize. And we need to start planning from now, before the announcement is made that the moon has been sighted. We need to plan from now and come up with a robust process through which we can implement as many good deeds that we love to do during the course of the year, during these 10 days. With regards to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eloquently in many a narration, and these narrations have been brought to us authentically, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and listen carefully, because really the narrations are crystal clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, and we have this in the hadith of Ibn Abbas and others, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, meaning these 10 days referencing the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now, remember, he's saying this to the companions. He's speaking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And these were people, subhanallah, who received the religion fresh from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Yani, yesterday they were worshipping idols and were enemies of Allah, and within moments they were the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hating their idols, loving to do everything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about this, that when they hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there are no days in which your good deeds are more beloved to Allah, they immediately, obviously, given that they always wanted to please Allah, are thinking about other deeds which they did to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and did it because they knew it's so beloved to Allah, such as fighting in the path of Allah, defending Islam from the onslaught of the Quraysh. They were in the path of Allah. We know of Badr, we know of Uhud, we know of the trench, the battle of the trench. They were defending the Muslim country from the attack of the Quraysh. They knew this to be a form of defending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were putting their life on the line. What is more beloved to us, brothers and sisters in Islam, or what is more precious to us? Our lives are more precious to us. So here they were giving their life for the sake of Allah. Right? And now they're hearing the acts during these 10 days are better than every other act that you've done. So naturally they ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Prophet of Allah, what about fighting in the path of Allah? Defending Allah and defending the religion and defending the Muslim country with our lives. What about this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Not even jihad for the sake of Allah. Not even jihad for the sake of Allah is more beloved to Allah than the acts done during these days. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made one exception. He said the exception is for the one who went out in the path of Allah with his life and with his wealth and he didn't come back. Meaning he was martyred. Meaning he won't have a chance to witness the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Right? He won't have a chance to witness the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This person is an exception. As for the rest, realize that there are no other days in which your good deeds are more beloved to Allah than the deeds that you do during this day. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, when you get teachings from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this level of authenticity and authoritativeness. When I say authoritativeness, I mean it's not open to interpretation or it's not something that's been cancelled. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is laying it bare for us. He's telling us that these are the days in which you have to bring it. You have to. If you need to take time off work, take time off work. So, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is really highlighting for us, that we need to bring it. We need to realize that our charity during these 10 days.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Is more beloved to Allah and worthy of greater rewards than the same charity you do during other days. Right? Your salah during these days is more rewarding than your salah done outside of these days. Your recitation of the Quran during these days is more rewarding than your recitation of the Quran outside of these days. Your charity, your efforts with regards to the community, your volunteering, your respect to your parents, the nurturing that you you bring to your children, when you do it during these days, it's more rewarding than the same act outside of these days. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us life to witness these 10 days and grant us guidance to achieve greatly everything we can from these days. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Right? So basically, brothers and sisters in Islam, you pushed in Ramadan. You got to push even harder during the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And it's not for a month, it's just for 10 days, a third of a month. This is what you have to realize. Now, we need to start planning from now, before the announcement is made that the moon has been sighted. We need to plan from now and come up with, a robust process through which we can implement as many good deeds that we love to do during the course of the year, during these 10 days. That's what we need to do. Right? So if it's about being good to your parents, start thinking of how you can do things that will please them, especially during these 10 days. And even better than that which you've been doing already, with regards to your children, think of ways that you can use to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days? You've been good to your children, alhamdulillah, how can I be better? Right? Maybe I'm going to teach them the seerah during the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Right? Maybe I'm going to make them memorize or memorize with them some parts of the Quran. Maybe I'm going to read with them some basic tafsir during these 10 days. Something that I, or if I'm already doing it, I'm going to increase because it's worth it. So this is how you get rewarded for being a parent in a far greater way than the rewards you are receiving during the rest of the course of the year by you being a parent. And like this, apply this concept to all other matters, your salah and all acts of worship. With this, brothers and sisters in Islam, we look at the other acts of worship, such as fasting. Right? And with regards to fasting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that a person who fasts the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, they will be, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 2 years of their minor sins. 2 years of the minor sins, of just for fasting one day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. Right? So here, brothers and sisters in Islam, we see, subhanallah, you know, the reality of fasting, a voluntary fast during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And if this is the case with the 9th, then no doubt there's importance given to fasting the other days. So as part of our plan with the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we should try and fast, you know, all of the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. And I say 9, not 10, because the 10th day is the day of Eid. And we're not allowed to fast during the day of Eid. But let's try and fast the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. If you can't fast the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, then try and fast every month, every alternate day. The first, the third, the fifth, the seventh, the 9th. Okay? If you can't do that, then try and fast every Monday and Thursday. I think we'll be having one Thursday and one Monday during the 10 days, along with the day of Arafah. So you fasted at least 3 days, which is good because you fasted 3 days of the month, and that is the reward of getting of the entire month. So put this in your plan to the best of your ability, but come up with some plan through which you worship Allah with different acts of worship. Try and enter Jannah through all of its doors during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I don't know how else I can say it, brothers and sisters in Islam. Try and enter Jannah through all of its doors during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Think deep, be creative for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is, bring it, because there's no rewards greater for your acts of worship than the rewards that you will get during these days. And who knows if you will see next Ramadan. Who knows if we will see the next Dhul Hijjah? Won't we be in regret, brothers and sisters in Islam, if it's decreed that we don't see the next Ramadan and the next Dhul Hijjah, and we didn't make use of the month now when we had a chance? So let us not set ourselves up for failure, but rather set ourselves up for success.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's, with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.